take a walk. It is 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Later in the hour, we're going to find out why it's nearly impossible to get decent tickets to some of the hottest concerts in our country this summer. Plus, we learn from a very... a very interesting source. The worst restaurant meals in America. Roberta is going to underscore that, as she is the queen of cheap and she knows where the good meals are and where they are not. Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, Dougie.
Yeah.
Richie's working through his treatment yesterday. The 3rd of July, the 4th of July, the 5th of July, we wrap ourselves around actually pretty much this whole week. The fact that we have truths and we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
And women.
That all men and women are endowed by their creator.
Thank you.
With certain unalienable rights.
Yes, some of us endowed more than others.
She has definitely done that for us.
And those among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So let's think about where we are 237 years later. We are, as a country, working through those rights. Look around. The founders prepared to shake up the world. In that room in Philadelphia, you know how hot it was on July 4th, 1776?
In Boston.
Hot in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Were you sweating?
I know, I wasn't around.
Oh,
I may have been. It may have been me in a past life, actually.
Well, it's just you were so sure of the weather. I just thought
because,
you were there.
Because that's part of the description. There's a story. And there's always a story behind the story. The story of what the men were wearing, what their families were about, what they were doing, where in Philadelphia took place. It was very hot in Philadelphia that day because there was no breeze, according to those who were writing notes. The heavy curtains were drawn to keep the discussions away from passers-by. So, under the circumstances, let's just think about what they did and what we're doing as a result of what they did this 4th of July weekend. I think that there's a lot
of
stuff.
What would they say today if they saw what we were doing?
I would think they'd be pretty disgusted. Frankly, at a number of the things. They'd be trying to work out some of the stuff so that it could get fixed, because that was what they were about. You think these guys all agreed on that stuff? They didn't agree. The slave guys versus the non-slave guys, and how that was all worked out, that was tough stuff. It really was. So I'm asking you to think about the 4th of July, not just as a picnic, not just as a day off, but really and truly as a day that's very important in our annual calendar. And here is what, you know, we sort of separate the celebration of our country and its founding on one hand, and then we have fireworks and barbecues and all the other things on the other hand. Here's a radio guy named Bob Murray who talked to Dr. Jason Keg about the huge number of people who will wind up in the hospital over the next couple of days because of firework-related accidents.
Blow off a
approximately how many people this time of year are treated in emergency rooms for fireworks-related injuries?
If you look at just nationwide, it's in the thousands. Just within the state, we usually have a couple hundred, depending upon how dense the area is. But it's a pretty significant number, especially for a very short period of time, because it's the days around the 4th and pretty much the entire week, days before and days after.
I lived here in Illinois almost my entire life. I know when I was a kid that it was illegal to have fireworks in Illinois, and it still is, but we always look forward to having sparklers, but now we're told that sparklers are really dangerous because they're so hot. 1,200 degrees is what that tip is when you have a sparkler in your hand?
Actually, probably even more than that, depending upon how long it's been burning. Just to give you a frame of reference, those actually burn hotter than it takes to burn wood, and sometimes even hotter than it takes to melt glass. So they are indeed very hot.
What should a person do, especially a parent, and their child is burned by a sparkler or somebody in the neighborhood has some fireworks, firecrackers, and they're injured? Should you take them to the emergency room as soon as possible, or should you do something before you leave where you are?
Actually, both. If it is any type of burn, the first is, of course, safety first. You know, making sure that you're removing whoever it is, be it the adult or the child, from the source of the heat. And, yeah, the perfect example would be to find medical care as quickly as you can, be that your closest emergency department, even if it's a kind of intermediate care facility. The short answer is seek medical care as quickly as you can.
All right. So it's a universal problem, it seems. And for those who just are foolish, that want to, I'm always reminded, and this is the best example I can come up with, of a situation that occurred here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. We can probably all come up with one. Roberta, you on Long Island. Jennifer, you in L.A. Kenny, you down in San Diego or in South Carolina where you grew up. I'm appalled by the abuse of this. I mean, I just think it's horrible for dogs and pets in general. Excuse me, but I remember this fellow who was a firefighter. His name was Alan something or other. He lived on the shore, the beach of one of the lakes here in Framingham, Lake Washakum. And he invited every year a number of people over. He was a firefighter. A number of people to his house. And this particular 4th of July, there were about 100 people, family, friends, that had come to his house. It was 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And they decided for whatever reason, they were going to wait till dark. They were going to send up some firecrackers now. So he brought his children over, some of the other children. And look at kids, look at all of these fireworks. Look at how much fun they are. So he proceeded to light off a couple of the smaller ones. And the kids,
I just feel like someone's going to lose an eye.
Oh, boy.
Worse than that. So this guy, then they play with it for a while. They put him down. And as it's getting dark, an hour or two later, he goes back to the big pile of these, all of the sort of trinkets that he has there. Now, he's bought these illegally. He's a fireman, and the yard is full of firemen and policemen, who are all his friends and neighbors. So there's a tubular, some kind of a tubular, I don't know which one, with a sparkler, whatever it is. Most of them, I guess, have some tubular root to light off the end of it, and it blows the stuff out of the tube. So he lights the end of this tube, and it gets to the point where it's supposed to let it go, and it doesn't go. So this idiot, in front of his two children, picks up the tube and looks down the barrel of the tube.
Oh, bad move.
4 seconds later, he's dead. His head is blown off.
Oh my God.
Now,
this is a true story, really?
This is a true story, really.
When did this happen?
This happened 10 years or so ago here in Framingham. Oh. Yeah. And so the fact that people think these are some of the kids on the farm wanted me to get fireworks for the farm for the 4th of July. I said, I'm not having fireworks. I scare the hell out of the animals, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, they're dangerous. Number three, you can't figure out some other way to enjoy the day without having to have fireworks like everybody else does? No. I said no. And I said no and slammed the door on no. Oftentimes people try to get me to change my mind about stuff, but no. And so I think that's my attitude toward the whole idea of having firecrackers and stuff on the 4th of July. I just think
crazy.
That it's so dangerous and so crazy, it ought to be avoided at all costs. That's just my way of looking at it. You're welcome to express yours, 888-302.
Bah, humbug.
3604. All right, Christmas in July, as it were. How'd you like to have the brightest, whitest smile in just a few minutes? Of course you'd do it if you had the opportunity. So now I'm going to give you the opportunity to get power swabs, that clinically proven teeth whitener that takes 5 minutes and improves the look of your teeth by 2 shades of white. The secret is a tooth detergent made from coconut oil. It was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger. It lifts the stains off your teeth. So easy to use. No strips, no trays, no sandpaper in the toothpaste. You have to work on the swab, which is a cotton swab, all the ingredients in this little tube, you put it on your teeth, and in 5 minutes you will notice, you will see the difference. And now the new thing from Power Swabs is the Power Swabs stick, which you can take in your on your person somewhere or other, and you rub your teeth with this stick, and it'll whiten them up for the occasion, for that moment, if you will. Unlike normal teeth whiteners, Power Swabs removes stains from caps and crowns and veneers as well. So if you'd like to try Power Swabs risk-free, dial this number now, 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. I personally guarantee that everybody will take a different approach when it comes to looking at your teeth. They're not going to scream, running away, bloody murder. They're going to say, they love your teeth. Call for Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
Ah, the sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new ExxonMobil smart card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for their first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your ExxonMobil smart card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
I like that guy's voice. You like that guy's voice? Very subtle.
I like it.
Yeah. The poll at DougStephan.com focuses on patriotic songs.
Hmm.
The national anthem, which one do you like the most? Can you see my
You know, just reading the list would be cool. That's
okay. And the Star Spangled Banner is A. B is America. Well, you can't sing. That's why you don't want us to sing.
What?
All right, so you can sing with us.
I could probably out-sing you both.
All right, let's go. Say, can you see? I don't hear you. Where's Jennifer?
I'm not singing.
Why? What's your problem?
What's
You're un-American?
What's your problem?
Un-American. She's un-American. Boo, Jennifer.
Boo.
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 Okay, your choice
is for... All right, what's the next song?
Ready? Favorite patriotic song. America's Beautiful, God Bless America, A Battle Hill, Republic, or Star Spangled. Fill out the poll at DougStephan.com.
It just did that to annoy you.
It worked.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Maroon 5. You want to see them this summer?
I've seen them.
Really? And did you like
already.
Them?
Already. Yeah, he does a really good show.
Why is it the minute tickets go on sale, when you go online, have your credit card ready,
they sell out?
You can't find tickets. You're shut out.
Usually, tell you how many times that's happened.
Usually, I, for whatever reason, I'm privy to pre-sales, so I'm usually able to get tickets. But I'll tell you which one has been hard for me to get a ticket for this year is Luke Bryan.
Really? I don't even
know
who he
is.
Oh, he's a good country singer.
That's why we don't know him.
We don't know him.
You should.
Yeah.
Acquaint yourself.
I don't want to.
I also saw Pink in concert, too, over this year. Not to
be
a show
off. Let's pull back the curtain so you'll know what's really going on, who's getting these seats. The hot tickets in town from Pink to One Direction to Maroon 5. The dream would be that you could get in to see some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
This lady went to a website. She was told at 10 o'clock the tickets would be on sale.
Yeah, the Ticketmaster.
So she pressed best available.
Or Ticketmasher, as I call them.
And then it's said on the screen, no tickets, sorry, no tickets
right,
available.
And it's like, you know, 10:01. It's going on sale at 10. And you go, how is this possible?
So the folks at the Fan Freedom Project, which is a fans' rights group, it's actually funded by StubHub. What he found out is pretty stunning, actually. By the time tickets officially go on sale, most may already be unavailable. A huge percentage of these tickets will have already been sold before you have a chance to see. It's kind of like stock. All the good stock is taken by all the big banks before
right.
you have a chance to get in on it at all. So who is getting them? They are going to the high-end credit card holders who get the email 3 days before you
That's
know
me.
The concert
yep.
is going on sale.
Yep.
They're giving them to the fan club, and many of them go to the artist who wants to make sure that his friends or her friends get them. And the number for many of these concerts, staggering. For a One Direction show in New Jersey, 64% of the tickets were held back or sold to special groups, unavailable to anybody else.
That stinks.
Well, listen,
so
for Justin Bieber, for a concert in Fresno, it was 92% of the tickets went to special groups who were held back. So out of the 12,000 seats, fewer than 1,000 were available for the general public. And the nasty little secret is, too, is that some of these artists, they're figuring, well, why should, like, other people buy the tickets and put them on StubHub and they sell for 2, 3, 4, 5 times the amount? They said, we're going to do that. So some artists actually hold back the tickets and, you know, underhandedly put them on StubHub and these ticket reseller places themselves.
It's
bad.
Yeah,
bad people.
Yeah,
and you have to be careful because sometimes and Ticketmaster was doing this for a while.
Really,
Ticketmaster would actually you'd enter a ticket and they would send you directly to StubHub instead of saying no tickets available. They'd send you directly to StubHub.
Mm-hmm. I bought tickets to the Red Sox game we went to a month or so.
StubHub is great.
At StubHub, still cost you $240.
Yeah, you're paying over price. That's why, you know, everybody says, "Why do you love Bruce Springsteen so much?" Because I don't even bother for tickets on the on sale date because they do something called ticket drops. And, you know, throughout, you know, between the time they go on sale and the performance, the actual performance date, tickets are kind of sprinkled, dropped at various times so that the scalpers can't get their hands on it. And there's always tickets day of. Bruce holds back a whole bunch of tickets, and if you go there early and you get in line, you'll get into the show.
That's it.
To try to circumvent this whole scam that surrounds tickets. In fact, I think 2-3 years ago there was a whole lawsuit by the fans of Springsteen against Ticketmaster. Yep.
All right. Well, you heard the word here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Don't get your hopes up too high. 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Award-winning author Michael Hebert's new book is the suspense thriller Dream with Little Angels. We spoke with him about the challenges of the juxtaposition of writing a Southern Gothic novel from the perspective of an adolescent who narrates the book.
Dream with Little Angels is narrated from the perspective of an 11-year-old boy. I did that because, first, I am partial to writing in children's voices. I've done a lot of it. One of my best short stories is an award-winning piece called My Lame Summer Journal by Brandon Harris, grade 7. So I automatically went to the child's point of view first. But then once I picked Abe as the narrator, I realized it offered the most opportunity to get across that sense of innocence to the reader that I really wanted to achieve. As I said before, this is really a horrible story when you think about it. And yet somehow in the middle of all of this horror, Abe is able to not only make the reader care about the mundane life of an 11-year-old, there are scenes that I think actually come off as funny, and it's really hard to write funny in a book about a 14-year-old girl disappearing. I really hope that I managed to balance the horror and the sweetness of childhood that Abe brings to the table so that the two, one doesn't outweigh the other one. I hope that I kept them in balance.
That's award-winning author Michael Hebert on his new literary suspense novel, Dream with Little Angels.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
After the hour on the Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013, Doug Steffen Good Day program, a different approach to the issues of the day, the important stories of the day, in that I'll try to give you a summary in each, usually 3 or 4 minutes at the beginning of each half hour, on 2 or 3 or 4 of the items that people are talking about, and then I want you to, with us, sort of take to your thoughts and open your mind and think, how do I really feel about that? And your expressions can be shared at 888-302-3684 or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Plus, Ken is monitoring the social media. Your important connections to us through Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. So what's there, whether it be about Mr. Zimmerman or Mr. Snowden or any of the other things that are a part of our passion, Richie and people have good thoughts for him. What do we have that we want to summarize, Kenny?
Helen says that the Snowden thing is ridiculous. The U.S. needs to stop threatening the world. And on the other hand, Greg says the net around Snowden is getting tighter, and rightfully so. If he believes he broke no law and that what he did was correct, he should come here and face up to what he did.
I don't know that he talks much about the law. I don't think he understands that. I don't think he thinks he did anything wrong. And perhaps that's, is it the law, or is it morality? Is it ethics? I mean, how moral is it for the government to be spying on its citizens? What kind of ethics does that take? Bringing that stuff into question seems, doesn't make him a hero. It just makes him, he's a utility. And that's really where, for me, he's just a means to an end. He's meaningless in terms of the overall, the future of the country and all that other stuff. I think it's interesting to compare him, as some people have, to Bradley Manning. And I don't know if you've paid attention to that story, the trial, and how many people are at the site of the... Have you seen these, the video, seen these stories about what's taking place outside the... I think he's being held in Quantico, if I'm not mistaken, isn't he? Somewhere in that... I think it's pretty close to Washington. And he's been there, holed up, he's been in jail, and they've just not prosecuted him. He's just sitting there rotting in jail. Mm-hmm. How do you get a... I mean, where are the good lawyers here? How is this kid just sitting in jail doing nothing and at the behest of the government? We're going to fix you. We're just going to leave you there.
Well, that's what the government's doing, probably regardless. Yeah. I mean, they're putting up so much legal red tape. I'm sure even if he had a great legal team, he'd have trouble.
Well, but that's your tax dollar and my tax dollar going to go after someone that most of us think ought not to be. I mean, at the end of the day,
what happened, people say, well, he endangered U.S. agents. Really? That kind of goes back to the damage that was done by releasing all these NSA documents. How is it that anything has been damaged? Or show us specifically, like they tried to with the NSA, okay, this, and this was thwarted because of us getting at the records, these NSA surveillance tapes, videos, audio, email, whatever it is. All right, so you gave us a couple of examples. Is it worth all of what it's taken from us? I don't know that I've been abridged. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know he's going to find out much by reading my email, other than, you know, what's going on in my business or my personal life. Not that it's anybody's business. And it isn't that I have anything to hide or don't have anything to hide. It's just nobody's business,
mm-hmm.
what I'm doing. It's no more my business. I don't know what Jennifer's doing in her private life, unless she wants to tell me. She didn't tell me.
Yeah, Michael's got his camera on. He knows.
But you know what I'm saying? Who cares? Why is it your business, and that's what it becomes, for the government's business, to sniff around in what I'm doing? Mind your own business. Get the hell out of my life.
No, I agree with you. When you first started talking about this, I used to think, well, who cares? I used to be kind of that school of thought.
Yeah.
Who cares? I'm not doing anything wrong anyway. If they want to look, that's fine. And to a point, if they think I'm in trouble for something, I give them every right to come in and take a look around because I am doing that thing wrong, and they can check that out. But when it got to the point where our cell phone calls are being recorded and everything is being tracked, I mean, we already know our online presence is being tracked, it does get scary because that's not what's the point of living in this country or following
right.
by the rules of our Constitution if we're not going to live by them?
Well,
and that's what's really scary. What's next? If we start to accept this, then what's next down the road?
Well, you accept because of the drivel that comes from these politicians and bureaucrats who say we're doing it. It's burned. It's etched in my mind. Meredith had a great line once when we were talking about something that was close and near and dear. She said what I had said was etched in her heart. So I'm thinking about what was etched in my mind the day I was at the TSA. I mean, I've had run-ins with the TSA pretty consistently because my attitude isn't great when I'm with them. I kind of keep my mouth shut now because I know how to work the system. I know how to get through in 3 or 4 minutes, and so it's done over. Why stress yourself? But I can remember, and I'm going to describe her this way because it's the best way to describe her. This overweight black woman who was probably 29, 30 years of age, who had the most attitude of any human being I think I had run into in a long, long time. And she was just, that attitude was oozing out of her system. And so she was going to, I don't even remember, I went through the x-ray machine, and they had me go back again, and I think there was a quarter in my pocket, or something silly like that.
Is that a quarter in your pocket?
Yeah, right, yeah. And so from that, this whole thing, I took the quarter out and I put it in the tray, and it didn't come out the other side. So I said, where's my quarter?
This isn't a collection play, buddy.
Yeah, right, exactly. You didn't put a quarter in there. And I looked at her, I said, yeah, I did put a quarter in there. Well, where is it then? I said, yes, that's the question.
It's like a magic trick.
Murray's going to make it disappear. Yeah. So, we've heard the story of my phone being taken out of my bag and what happened with the TSA experience I had there. So, and the circumstance that existed, I'm looking at her and I said, I want my quarter. She says, you don't have a quarter. You didn't put a quarter in the thing. So I was really getting testy with her, and I said, you people are just a miserable excuse.
Wait, you said you people?
I did say you people.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's amazing you didn't get smacked.
Well, and then she looked at me and she said, it's for your protection that we're doing this. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? You are so full of it. This isn't for my protection at all. And if you're too young or naive to understand this isn't for my protection, then I'm sorry for you. But under the circumstances, all this is harassment. Listen to you. Watch you. Get your act. You're loving this because you've got power. You took a quarter from me. How do you feel about that? And she was so flustered, she didn't know what to say. So she repeated the line again. We're doing this for your protection.
So we
sort of become prisoners of our own thoughts when it comes to stuff like that. And so If anything, I was talking the last half hour about the death of Edgar, my best and great friend who was on the farm with me for 14 years a year ago today, he died. And so I'm thinking about what I've encountered for problems in the past year, how what he taught me has brought me to the point of overcoming a lot of them, and then thinking just in essence, I guess, of how it's like to live outside the box. Mm-hmm. Do you stay inside of you and who you are, or do you get out of who you are and display some courage? Because the courage is what gives you the power to face all of the difficulties you have. And it comes from the reserves of your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. And what's more powerful than that? Do you give other people the power over you, or do you have your own power? And that maybe is something to think about in terms of America. We were the best example. We celebrate tomorrow what we were the best at up to the time when we declared our liberty and independence. We were the best of any group of people in the world that had done that to that point. And for a long time after that, we got better at it. We got stronger. And then somehow or other, things got corrupted and co-opted. And so what was courage in the face of real danger that became our reason for getting into World War II, and even there was some corruption in that, because Roosevelt, we all know, wasn't clean. There's a lot of stuff that went on. But it still needed to be done, and we were the ones to do it. And then after that, we sort of started to fall apart, whether we began to believe our own press or whatever it was. In the 50s, we went out, you know, looking for oil and doing all of the stuff that when you turn the table around now, you understand why people are as upset. Let me just give you an example of something that happened on this date in 1988. See if you remember this. When President Reagan issued a statement to the world, it was an apology to the Iranian people. He said, quote, "I am saddened to report that it appears that in a defensive action by the USS Vincennes in the Persian Gulf, an Iranian airliner was shot down over the Straits of Hormuz. We greatly regret any loss of life. 290 people had died on that plane. It was an Airbus, and somebody on the Vincennes mistook it for an F-14 fighter plane, a hostile F-14. So it was shot down. So I say this, even though it was a mistake, what it did from that point to recently with the Iranian people was make us the baddest of the bad, the most horrible creatures. And that stuff gets played up. And anybody, it wouldn't have made a difference whether it was us or what had happened before when the Dutch and the English and the French were all into this expansion imperialistic mode. They were more formal about it than were we, because most of our stuff was all about and still continues to be about oil. And so we have enemies that we, you know, have created in a sense with the help of, you know, people like Ahmadinejad in Iran, who, you know, is an absurd puppet. But yet there's traction there. And then there's a story that goes with it. And then we hear all of this stuff. So how many of us have studied this? Do you know? Did you remember, Jennifer and Kenny, that this happened to you? I when I saw this, I had forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are countless examples of these sorts of things happening in the name of us and our business partners who are American companies. Not saying it's bad, but there are ways of doing it. It's kind of like, you know, when you have an argument with your spouse, there are ways of handling it. The right way and the wrong way. And this is the same thing, all right? So Reagan handled that very well. But the people were already pissed anyway because of other things that we'd done in the Persian Gulf in other countries that were over there that came about before Reagan was president. When LBJ was president, this country went really into the tank. It started going down, but Kennedy, you know, you all wonder what would have happened if Kennedy had lived.
Mm-hmm.
And the subject of speculation. In my lifetime, there have been three really horrible presidents. LBJ was the first, Bush was the second, Obama the third. And you know what? And they all have the same thing in common. Think about what happened when LBJ was president in Vietnam, right? And people say, well, what about George Bush in Iraq and Saddam Hussein? That was done because it needed to be done. He was right. They were right about that. They did that, and that was, it may have been, I don't know. I mean, you can argue about why we didn't finish it, but then Bush in getting involved in Iraq was completely inappropriate, and Obama staying in Afghanistan completely inappropriate, but yet we stay there.
So what do you think the reason is? Because Obama said he was going to pull everybody out so quickly. What's the reason then? Do you think they know something that we don't?
Well, I'm back to him being the Manchurian candidate and how it is that he's a puppet. More so, Bush was a puppet. LBJ was a puppet in a sense, but he was different. I mean, he's just, his motivation wasn't good. And an individual, he was just not. He wasn't a good, solid, moral, ethical guy. Bush, I don't know about. I'm now looking upon Bush as a different sort of creature or character. Now that he's gone, I don't say he was any better than I ever said he was, but he sort of has, at least as far as his critics are concerned, he sort of turned the tide on him by just saying, I'm not interested. Everybody's always trying to goad him into saying he did his thing. He got what he was going to get out of being president. And who knows what that means? What does that mean? Is he be a much wealthier guy because of some business connections of people that he helped? I don't know. His father became extraordinarily wealthy because of his connection to Carlucci and that, what's the name of the fund? Begins with a C. Anybody remember, Kenny? Do you remember the name? Is it the Carlyle Fund? No, it wasn't Carlyle. Yeah, it is the Carlyle Fund. I'm pretty sure that's it. And Carlucci, who was secretary of something or other when Daddy Bush was president, created all these relationships with people around the world, and it all turned into a big payday for all of them. They've all made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars because of the influence, of the peddling of influence. Bill Clinton did the same thing. Bill Clinton was broke when he got out of the presidency. He's worth $180 million today. Why is that? You think it happened by accident? What do you think is going to happen to Obama when he gets out? And that's what I'm saying. We're all kind of played here, and you get your passions up. Oh, this guy is the godlike, these foolish people at Newsmax who write these ridiculous articles every month, and they have people who believe every word that comes out of their mouths, and it's all the same. You're all getting played. It's the same stuff. And maybe makes you feel better. Oh, yeah, I agree with that. But they have no beliefs. Those people are all in it to make money.
Okay, I know today's been a tough day for you, but ding, 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 ding.
All right, anyway. So.
But where's my buzzer?
I made my point.
You did.
I hope I made my point. And now the point is it's 10 before the hour, and good day.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What kind of mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
For
centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Some of us, it's getaway day for a long holiday weekend. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Go ahead and check the calendar. Today happens to be the 3rd of July. That's right, fireworks on the 4th of July, straight ahead. Last year, the 4th fell on a Wednesday, with some of us extending the holiday to a 6-day weekend by taking Tuesday off. This year, the 4th is on a Thursday. It's tomorrow, with the AAA telling us the travel picture is much like the week of Thanksgiving.
AAA is expecting Wednesday, July 3rd, to be the busiest day for departure, with almost a third of people starting their vacation that day.
That's Heather Hunter at the AAA, and that getaway day she speaks of is today, a getaway day for those of us who are turning this into a 5-day weekend. A projected 41 million Americans will be traveling somewhere for the 4th this year. The AAA also telling us vacationing families will spend an average of nearly $750 during the holiday. Among the many of us doing our traveling by car, the AAA also offering this advice to avoid this. Getting stuck. AAA suggesting that before we hit the road, we have our battery tested and also check out our air conditioning system, the windshield wipers, and wiper fluid, not to mention belts, hoses, and fluids under the hood. And don't forget about your tires to make sure they are properly inflated and in good condition. And in your trunk, make sure you have an emergency roadside kit that includes a flashlight, a first aid kit, drinking water, and battery booster cables. You know something? With all this in mind, I think it's easier just to stay home and barbecue. Here's something else that will matter to you.
What a great family vacation.
And we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotel.
Shh, don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay.
Oh boy.
I can mix you any color you want.
Commemorative lunch boxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale. On now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
When you switch to Geico, it's easy to connect with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a question, want to report a claim or change a policy, you can go online, use the Geico app, or even use an amazing technological device that actually transmits a human voice over the airwaves. It's like magic. It's called the telephone. It's amazing.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On on Wall Street, some modest losses for the markets yesterday. The Dow off 43 points, closing at 14,932. NASDAQ down a point. S&P lost a fraction of a point. More numbers for you. Auto sales picking up speed. Ford, Chrysler, GM, Toyota, and Nissan all reporting solid sales increases over June of last year. Arizona's deadly Yarnell Hill fire is now 8% contained, according to the latest figures. Commander Clay Templin said yesterday was a successful day for firefighters. The fire has burned 8,400 acres. 19 firefighters died this past Sunday when flames swept over them. The third storm of hurricane strength for the 2013 Pacific season is a few hundred miles off the western coast of Mexico. Hurricane Delilah is heading out to sea and apparently won't be a threat to anyone. But before Delilah does leave us, we have a question for the storm. Tom, if you please.
Why, Delilah?
You must have seen that coming. And finally, as it so happens, President Obama and former President George W. Bush found themselves in the African nation of Tanzania at the same time and made a joint appearance yesterday. And as it so happens, you had the current First Lady and a former First Lady making a joint appearance there as well. Michelle Obama and Laura Bush teamed up for what was called the First Lady's Summit, a forum aimed at lifting up the role of women in Africa. Mrs. Obama and Mrs. Bush talked candidly about life in the White House, agreeing for the most part with a statement made by Martha Washington, the first First Lady, that the White House can sometimes feel like a state prison.
There are prison elements. But it's a really nice prison.
But with a chef.
Michelle Obama also spoke about how her husband is confronted by the pressures of the office every day.
I've come to realize that there has to be a soft place to land. There to be a place where they walk in that door and they are no one else but dad or sweetheart.
And what about multitasking? How does the president do on that score?
I love my husband, but sometimes when he has like five things to do at one time, it's funny to watch it. You don't know where your jacket is right now.
Sort of sounds like a sitcom, doesn't it? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread. It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to Geico. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. Well, that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.